we who are saints in the making. Maybe not the kind of saints whose faces will end up gracing a holy card or a stained glass window, but saints nonetheless. Each and every one of us is called to be a saint. Each and every one of us is called to live a holy life. It's unfortunate that in the English language we have two words that sound different, holy and saint. They mean the same thing. Many other languages, Spanish, Italian, French, it's the same word. We should think of those two words together. We are called to be saints. We are called to live a good and holy life. That means the same thing. What does it mean to be holy in our day and age? It means the same thing that it has meant down through the centuries. It means the same thing to all of those women and men, boys and girls, who have been canonized by the church and those whose names are known to God alone. Being a saint means first and foremost being close to the Lord Jesus. And we cannot be close to Him unless we turn our backs on sin, unless we recognize and root out those patterns, those activities, those behaviors that are clearly contrary to the commandments and the teachings of our Lord, unless we turn away from sin and turn toward Him who alone is our hope. That is the task of the saint in the making each and every day, to make that choice at the beginning of the day to offer the day to the Lord and to reaffirm that choice throughout the day that I'm living not for myself, but I'm living for Him. My role in life is not to do as I please, but to do His will. Thy will be done. To be a saint means to turn toward the Lord, to experience Him in His holy word, being influenced by the scriptures each and every day so that His wisdom might be more and more the way we think and the way we speak and the way we act. Turning toward Him in the sacraments of the church, especially the beautiful sacrament of penance and reconciliation through which we find forgiveness of our sins and the grace to do better. And of course, through the beautiful sacrament, the powerful sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament through which the Lord Jesus makes us holy from inside out. To be holy means first to be close to the Lord, and second, it means to be close to the church. To the church. One cannot know Christ without also knowing the body of Christ, the church. A holy person centers his or her life around the ringing of the church bell. Taking part in the life and activity, especially of the parish community, putting one's spiritual roots down deeply within the parish and finding in the activities and ministries and services and worship of the parish the means by which the spiritual life is sustained. To be holy means to be close to the Lord and close to His church. And if we are those two, number three, we will have a keen sense of mission, purpose, and direction in our lives. We're going to know that we're here for a reason. We're going to feel it deep down in our bones that it is no accident that God has put us in this place at this time, that God has something very, very special in store for each and every one of us, something to which we are called to do that no one else on earth can possibly do. Being holy means being close to Him and close to His church and rolling up our sleeves and being attentive to the task that the Lord puts in front of each and every one of us. Each one is called to serve the Lord, to be true, albeit in a different manner. Each one here has different circumstances in life, a different path each day. Whatever it is that is your path, it is there that you are called to serve the Lord in word and in deed. Our Lord Jesus gives us the means by which we may be holy. He gives us His sacraments, the sacraments through which He keeps His solemn promise, "I am with you always, even until the end of the age." He gives us the sacraments that we might grow in holiness, that we might become saints. He gives us His mother as well. From the cross, our Lord looks at the beloved disciple, St. John the Apostle, and He says to him, "Behold your mother." And to the Blessed Mother, He says, "Woman, behold your son." It is unlikely that St. John included that detail just to make sure that we knew what practical arrangements had been made. No, there's much more to it than that. Our Lord invites His beloved disciple, His beloved disciples, to look at the Blessed Mother as their mother. She is mother to us according to the order of grace. And as mother to us, she does what mothers do so very well and so very much of, namely, to pray. Our Lord entrusts to His Blessed Mother a task that goes on to this very day and that will go on until the end of the age, to pray for us poor sinners, that we might choose wisely to follow the path of holiness, to accept and embrace our vocation to be saints, to turn away from anything that will leave us empty, sad, discouraged, and to turn toward Him, the Son she presents to the world, Him who alone is our hope. On this feast of All Saints, we thank God for the example and the constant intercession of the saints whose number is known to God alone. And we also humbly reaffirm our commitment to follow the path of holiness, to follow the path of being a saint.